Hello and welcome to Kiwi Writer Podcast. My name is Ray Heron. Great to have you along. If this is the first of our podcasts you've ever listened to, which it probably isn't, but if it is, please do go back and listen to the back catalogue, especially with the story that we're sharing with you today. It's a bike that's been in the garage before, but the story is entitled The Beta Is Back. Around 18 months ago, I was privileged enough to have a 2022 Beta RR430 in my garage as a long-term test bike. I shared a number of stories with you. We took it on an enduro. We commuted on it. But more on that shortly. You see, I picked it up not long after the NZTA changed the law on non-ABS enduro bikes being able to be road registered. Turns out there is a loophole in that law that some dealers know about and some don't. This loophole still allows non-ABS enduro bikes to become road legal, and the Beta RR430, well, it has a number plate to prove it. Anyway, we're getting off track. The Beta is back. As I said, I had it in my garage for about the best part of a year. We put about 20 hours on it, over 1,000 kilometres. I rode it in a round of the National Enduro Series at Moonshine. Well, I attempted to anyway. I commuted on it, I blasted down the beach, and when I was finished with it, I took it back to the local Beta dealer here in Wellington. Truth be told, I missed it. The Tenere 700 is a lot of things, but a light Italian enduro machine, it is not. I would have thought that after I waxed lyrical about how awesome that bike was, somebody would have seen it sitting in the dealer's window with a few kilometres on it at a reduced price and snapped it up. But no, it was not to be. The Beta sat in the dealer's window for about 18 months until one day I saw it on Trade Me. It's funny how you get attached to some motorcycles because, well, you don't even know it's happening half the time. You don't notice it. But when you've spent some time with a motorcycle and you get to know things about it that your average Joe wouldn't have a clue about, well, I knew that the Beta RR430 I was looking at on Trade Me was my Beta. Why? How did I know? Because they came from the factory with Midas Enduro tyres, and this one had Metzler MC360s on the front and Karoo Extreme on the rear, both hardly used. There was a slight scuff on the left-hand leading edge of the front fender and the trailing edge of the left-hand side of the swing arm, where I sent the bike down the road on its side. That's a story for another time. But that coupled with a couple of minor marks on the handlebars, there was no two ways about it. This was my Beta. Can I call it mine? Well, you've probably guessed by now, I think I can. It followed me home. Can I keep it? I won't go into too much detail, but honestly, there's not that much to tell. But after some tough negotiating with the dealer, some light arm twisting, the Beta RR430 now resides in my garage. Since I handed it back, there's been a few farcles and added to it. A front and rear Krieger tug straps, some tasteful Achubis bark busters. In red, they match the bike quite nicely. The future. I have a lot of rides planned, mainly trail rides, and the rego is probably going on hold. But the concept of a road-legal enduro bike chilling in my garage, ready to ride anytime I like, is quite exciting. Editor of Kiwi Rider magazine, Ben Wilkins, has already started planting the seed of a summer South Island high country adventure on light enduro bikes. I'll be sure to update you on my adventures on the Italian mountain goat. I've already added to it. Well, I haven't quite added to it. I have ordered parts for it, and I've done two rides on it so far. The first, we headed up to just slightly inland of Monaco, in just south of Levin, for the Monaco Lead Trail Ride in the Tararuas. Some really tight, bushy trails, and I really enjoyed it. It was tough, and it was my first ride back on the dirt since having the health issues that kept me off the bike for about 9 or 10 weeks. And I wasn't really able to ride fast enough to keep the airflow on the bike enough to keep it cold, or operating temperature, it got quite hot. So following that, I have ordered a set of radiator fans for the bike, and those will be going on in the next week or two. And the other ride I did was the Sand Country Run by the Hotafenua Motorcycle Club, And that was an absolutely brilliant day. I absolutely enjoyed it. There'll be a video out. In fact, the video on that came out on the Moto NZ YouTube channel last Saturday. There's videos of both of those events, but the Sand Country run was just epic. I had probably the most enjoyable ride I've had on a motorcycle in the last 18 months. Just wide open trails, lots of speed, some type twisty bits, but flowing twisties. I really enjoyed it. Had an absolute blast. So check out those videos on the Moto NZ YouTube channel when you get time. I mentioned that the rear tire on the Beta is a Metzeler Karoo Extreme, and I suppose I'll give you a bit of a rundown on how that went. I mentioned that I went on the Horowhenua Motorcycle Club Sand Country Run event and had a very, very enjoyable time. The trails were mostly wide open, quite fast, a sprinkle of light flowing, tight flowing sections, lots of rolling hills and blasting through paddocks. Approaching a few of the hill climbs, I had a few moments where I didn't know if I'd be able to get up them. But the Karoo Extreme, the tread pattern on it is large knobs orientated in straight lines across the tire. And because that, it resembles a sand tire. So I basically could just wind on the power on the Beta RR430 and the tire would dig in, hook up and start moving me forward, surprising myself at how much traction I actually had on those hill climbs. The Metzler Karoo Extreme, it just feels like a solid sand tire. However, it's quite hard and road legal, which means it's a really good tire for adventure bikes. Although it does resemble a sand tire, with most of the trail riding around the Wellington region being rocky trails with patches of clay or pine forest with loose topsoil, I have had plenty of time to test the Karoo Extreme on all terrains, even in the rockiest of conditions, and I've been quite impressed at how much forward traction I've been able to maintain from that tyre. The Sand Country Run is a dying breed of event, but a lot of our events happen in the Akatanawas or in the Tararuas, which is very, very hard-packed country, lots of rocks. And blasting through the Akatarawas, I've never really struggled for forward traction. The one thing you do tend to struggle with a little bit is lateral grip. Because those knobs are orientated in straight lines across the tyre, sometimes you can slip sideways, especially on tree roots and the like. So, if you're looking for a really good sand tire or a tough tire to get you forward momentum on a beach, definitely check out the Karoo Extreme from Metzler. Good solid tire. I've been running it on the Beta RR430 for, well, the entire time I've had the bike and never really had a problem. BSA is to make a jubilant return to New Zealand. This is quite exciting. Legendary British mark BSA Motorcycles is set to return to New Zealand in 2024 with the all-new Gold Star motorcycle. BSA Motorcycles is set to make a return to New Zealand with the appointment of Europe Imports as the official New Zealand distributor. The storied brand recently returned to life under new ownership of Mahindra, with its first model since the brand's revival being the Gold Star. They say, "We are thrilled to announce BSA will indeed be back on our shores," says Europe Imports BSA project lead Robert Maskell. "This is an iconic brand for many motorcyclists here. I remember my father having a BSA motorcycle, and it is an exciting thing to see them return to New Zealand with the Gold Star. We will look forward to building a passionate BSA community and nationwide dealer network to support the brand fully." The new Gold Star is expected to slot into the market as another accessible modern classic, with a 2024 bike powered by a 45 horsepower 652cc single-cylinder engine. BSA has gone to great lengths to retain the classic styling of the bikes of the 1950s and 60s, with uniquely orientated clocks, 18 and 17-inch spoked wheels, and six distinct colour options. BSA Motorcycles has launched social media accounts for prospective owners to stay up to date with the latest news on the brand's return to New Zealand roads, with an official website also currently in development. You can follow the return of BSA by following at BSA Motorcycles NZ accounts on Facebook and Instagram. This is exciting. We are looking forward to riding a BSA, and I can guarantee you it's going to happen because I won't be stopping until they hand me some keys. And finally this episode, Triumph have unveiled two new Rocket 3 models. 25 years after the first record-breaking Rocket 3 burst into the motorcycle scene as the ultimate muscle roadster, a new generation of Rocket has been revealed, delivering more performance, better handling, and a dark, moody colour scheme. It has a new name, the Rocket 3 Storm, to match the muscular style and spectacular riding experience. Featuring the world's largest production motorcycle engine with a cap capacity of 2,458cc, the new Rocket 3 Storm R and GT gain 15 horsepower at peak, now delivering a massive 182 horsepower at 7,000 RPM. Torque is also increased by 4 Newton meters, reaching a new peak of 225 Newton meters at the low RPM of 4,000. This flat, rich torque curve with maximum torque all the way through the mid-range gives explosive acceleration and effortless response in any gear. The Rocket's 16-inch rear and 17-inch front wheels have been updated with a sportier 10-spoke cast aluminium design, reducing unsprung mass. This reduction has a positive impact on steering response while on the move, improving the Rocket's already impressive agility. The strong and lightweight aluminium frame, first introduced in 2019, uses cast and forged elements for an exceptional torque-to-weight ratio. Following the sales success of recent special edition Rockets, which featured blackout components, the Rocket 3 Storm features a dark, moody colour scheme and impeccable level of quality and detailing. The large 18-litre fuel tank features the new Storm name, and each model has three distinctive two-tone colour options. The R is available in Carnival Red with Sapphire Black, Satin Pacific Blue with Matte Sapphire Black, and Sapphire Black with Granite. The GT is available in the same colours, but the split of the tank is reserved, providing a distinctive high-impact look and consistent colour choice across both models. The Rocket 3 Storm also comes in high-quality black finishes throughout. Also new for 2024, the Rocket 3 Storm now exceeds the latest Euro 5B requirements, featuring liquid cooling, low emissions, and excellent fuel efficiency. For more information on the Rocket 3 Storm, you can go to motoNZ.com or check out edition 1 of Kiwi Rider magazine, March 2024. And that about wraps up the show. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you tuning in. Hit the like button and leave us a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Really appreciate you doing that. That helps other people find the show as well. I'm Ray Heron. This is Kiwi Rider Podcast. Keep the rubber side down, throttle on, and we'll catch you in 7 days' time.